Well, I'm one of these real fortunate people. I was raised in Yazoo City, Mississippi. Now, I know a lot of people go around the country bragging about being from Yazoo City, but I really am. As you probably know, it's not a big place. We don't even have a village drunk. We share with a little community next to us. Main Street runs through the car wash, so we got a mirror on the end of town, make the town look bigger. I mean, you know, it's not a real big place. But let me tell you why I can tease about Yazoo City. Former president of the American Medical Association is from there. Former president of the American Bar Association is from there. Former president of the Southern Baptist Convention is from there. Former vice president of the Southern Baptist Convention is from there. The former chairman of the Republican National Committee is from there. Jerry Clowers is from there. I mean, you know, it's quite a place. Now, a lot of people ask me, well, you know, how do you account for all of that? Well, two things: had good preachers and a wonderful superintendent of education that saw to it that the kids got a good education. I'm proud to be from Yazoo City. We lived next door when I was a child. We lived next door to some rich folks. Now, I know they were rich for two basic reasons. Number one, they had a cook. Number two, the cook had something to cook. Now, during the Depression, folks, that was a sure sign of wealth. I was over there for lunch one day, as I tried to be every day. And don't misunderstand this. Now, even though there was a Depression on, we had plenty to eat at my house. I know we did, because if I ever pass my plate for seconds, I'd always say, no, you've had plenty. So I know we had plenty. That particular day, the cook brought the biscuits out, and I looked at them, and they were not as thick as my wristwatch. And I said, Maud, what on earth happened to your biscuits? And she reared back and gave that big old tummy laugh, you know, and she said, well, let me tell you about those biscuits. She said they squatted to rise, but they just got cooked in the squat. you know anybody gets cooked in the squat? Oh, they're a half a mind to do this, or they're going to do that, but the half-a-minders and the going-to-doers are the never-doers. You've talked to them, you know. They hear about a good idea, you know, and you hear about it and try to get them involved, and they say, well, you know, I'd love to get involved in it, but it's almost time for the kids to get out of school, and, you know, this is our busiest time of the year, but I'm really interested. After school gets out, I won't have so many things to do with all the parties and all, and then I'll get involved. And when school ends, you know what happens? They said, well, you know, I didn't realize it, but it seems that we've got more to do than ever before. And, you know, I'm busier than ever. Got to take the kids somewhere all the time. Wait till the kids get back in school, and then I'll really get involved. Kids get back in school, and they say, well, you know, this is the first year in 19 years that dear old Central High has finally fielded a winning football team, and I got to support the kids there. Wait till football season is over, then, man, I'll really get involved in it. Football season ends, they say, well, you know, it's here it is, nearly Thanksgiving and Christmas, and, you know, people don't want to be bothered with sort of thing this time of year. Wait after the first of the year, man, and then I'll really get after it. Oh, now, wait, I know exactly what you're thinking. You're thinking I've lost interest, but that's not the way I am. No, just let me tell you the way I am. See, what I do is I get everything organized in a real 1-2-3 basis, and then when the time comes to strike, man alive, I'll pass all these cats that have gotten out in front of me now, but I'm telling you, this is just not the right time of the year. Wait after the first of the year comes, and they say, did you ever see weather like this before in your life? I mean, you never know whether you live in San Francisco or Buffalo or Yazoo City or wherever it is you live. Did you ever see weather like this? I mean, you can't depend on it. Wait till this weather clears up, man, and then we'll really get busy. The weather clears up, and they say, you know, I haven't hit a golf ball or wet a hook in I don't know when. And, you know, fella can't work all the time. You said it yourself. You got to have some time for yourself. Wait till I have a little recreation, and then, man alive, I'll get with it. And they have a little recreation, and then they say, well, you know, it's almost time for the kids to get out of school. And that's where we came in. Folks, let me tell you something. People who wait for Aunt Matilda to move out or John to get on the day shift, people who wait for the next senator to be elected or the next governor to come in, people who wait for the next advertising program to get started or wait for the tax structure to change or wait for anything that happens out there before they do anything in here are the people who get cooked in the squad. The message is we need to do it now. You don't have to be great to start, as my friend Joe Savage says. But you got to start to be great.